Kill Innovations Podcast for Sunday, March 26th, 2006. Coming to you from Sunnyvale, California. Show number 49. Welcome to this week's Killer Innovations Podcast. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we get started, please keep in mind that the information and opinions expressed in this podcast are mine and mine alone, and do not necessarily reflect those of my past, current, or future employers. Well, we've just passed the one-year mark. March 22nd was the anniversary of the podcast. I was reflecting last night as I was working on today's show about that humble beginning. Sitting in the Marriott Hotel in Phoenix, Arizona, when I plugged in that microphone into the tablet computer and recorded the first show. Reflecting back on the last year, the growth in the listener base, new friends and contacts created, emails from all of you. It has been one heck of a ride, and I'm looking forward to continuing the ride for the next year. So, show number 50 is coming up. As I've mentioned before in the podcast, show number 50 is going to be 100% listener content. You still have time to get your audio feedback in, so please email it to me at podcast@killerinnovations.com, or you can phone the voicemail feedback line at 703-636-4460. Remember, that's a U.S. number, so you need plus one, 703-636-4460. And sad to say, most of the audio feedback that I've got for show number 50 is coming from outside of the U.S. So the listeners in Australia and New Zealand and in the U.K. are by far leading the pack here. The audio comments that are coming in are great. Next week's show, I think, is just going to be outstanding. So stay tuned. I'm going to be working on show number 50 while I'm on the road this week. I'm heading to Boston tomorrow. I was going to be in Detroit for the Gartner conference, but that has been canceled. I've been redirected to an appearance in Miami, so I will be actually in Miami, Florida on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Originally, I was supposed to be in Geneva, Switzerland this week, but my day job has asked for me to make some appearances and speeches, so I'm staying here in the States and getting those taken care of for the company. So keep the feedback coming. The emails and audio feedbacks are key for me just to hear from you and hear what you're interested in having me talk about on the show, but also just to give the constant encouragement. Don't forget to vote. We're going to click over to the first of the month this week, and as you may recall, voting on Podcast Alley, which is the leading site for users to leave their comments and vote, etc., changes over at the first of the month. So don't forget to go out there on the first of the month and cast your vote for your favorite podcast. It's the easiest way to let the producers of your favorite podcast know that you appreciate all the effort they put in. Also, got a lot of feedback on the question in last week's podcast with regards to setting up some sample Killer Innovations workshops, either in person or in virtual. And in fact, it looks like I'm going to actually be doing a real live KI sample workshop in Kansas City, Missouri at the end of April. This is actually being set up with somebody I know and who also happens to be a listener of the podcast. And so I'm going to be going to Kansas City at the end of April to give a speech and to actually do a sample KI workshop in the afternoon. So as I get information on that particular setup, and I'm not quite sure if that's fully open to the public, but if it is, I'll get that information posted up onto the website under the events section. And if you happen to be in the area, you can do that. But don't worry, I am going to try to set up other sample workshops, probably one here in San Francisco, since there's such a large listener base here in the San Francisco Silicon Valley area. But then I'm also going to do one, hopefully, in each of the regions, and then also do some virtual ones. So I'm planning on doing maybe one a quarter, and hopefully get a chance over the next 2 to 3 months to have everybody either participate in a virtual workshop via the web, or to actually appear, come and experience one sample workshop in person. Moving into today's content, segment number one is what I'm calling Rest and Relaxation for Innovation. If I look back in my own career and look at the times when I was most productive or least productive, it was clearly tied to outside factors, such as the number of hours I was working on the job, travel schedules, family situations, etc. And what I've come back to realize is that the impact of rest and relaxation on your creative output. You know, today's society pushes us to work 50 hours a week, which is clearly more than any one body can withstand. My wife would clearly call me a workaholic, and I have to work pretty hard at trying to keep my balance in check. And my wife does a pretty good job of that. But I do love my job, and I have to keep myself in check. But I love my family. I love the other activities that I'm involved in. I love doing this podcast, but they all add up. And if you don't keep things in check, then I think you'll see a clearer impact on your creativity or your innovation output. You know, stress is clearly negative to creativity. You know, when you're stressful, you're kind of focused on whatever the situation is, and therefore have no free cycles. Your subconscious doesn't have the ability to kind of go off and wander and think about new and interesting things. Lack of sleep is negative. And for me, I feel like I'm in a perpetual mode of trying to catch up on jet lag, given the travel. And fundamentally, what it does do is it takes away what I would call your think time. Just the time that you can sit around, whether it's a little bit of music playing in the background, but no heavy distractions like the TV playing or sitting in front of your computer, you know, things that would drive you to distraction. But just fundamental, you know, think time, a pen and a blank piece of paper, doodling, sketching, thinking. And for me, what I'm finding is that this lack of think time can have a pretty negative drag on just your ability to get your creativity skills fired up for when you do need them. So it's kind of one of those exercise modes that you got to have to constantly find that time slot for. And one of the things that I do find, albeit some of you may think of it as a distraction, is my think time, one of the key components of my personal think time is really scanning or flipping through magazines. Now I have thousands of magazines, and even when I'm in this temporary apartment housing here in Sunnyvale, California, the magazine pile is starting to get pretty high already here. And for me, that scanning magazines is one of the ways for me to potentially get little nuggets of information, connect the dots to come up with the new ideas. Now, there's a story of Henry Ford back in the early days of the company where he hired an outside consultant to come in and take a look at the entire processes and activities and primarily in the productivity of his employees and come up with ideas of way of improving productivity. So this consultant is going around all of Ford and comes down to this one engineer who's sitting back in his chair with his feet up on his desk and a pad of paper in his hand. Now, this consultant runs back to Henry Ford and, you know, complains and says, hey, you know, you've got employees who are basically lazy. They're sitting back in their desks, in their chairs, their feet up on their desk, not doing anything. And this consultant takes Henry Ford down to this engineering organization and points to this engineer sitting in the corner with his feet up on the desk with a piece of paper. Henry Ford looked at the consultant and said, that engineer has made him millions. He has been the most productive engineer doing that, sitting back in the chair with his feet up on the desk, thinking. And Henry Ford reinforced the consultant, saying that that engineer is doing exactly what he should be doing. And then Henry Ford turned around and fired the consultant. The key here, though, is companies need to realize that the shift that's happening from the knowledge economy to the creative economy, that old management practices are not going to work. It's about less hours, not more hours. It's about think time, not milestones. It's more about team and not the individual. And in this particular area, one area that companies need to realize is that the old method of designing offices doesn't work. We need a breakthrough. When you start talking about this shift to the creative economy, what does the office design of the future need to look like to create an environment where teams can come together and be creative? And it's more about outcomes, not about management control. And in fact, if I were to predict this shift from the knowledge economy to the creative economy, the role of middle management is going to go away. It's going to be about your ability to contribute, not your ability to manage the contributors. You yourself have to be a contributor to the innovation and creativity in your company or in your personal life. It's not about managing those teams. So again, it's more about these creative outcomes and not about management control. So again, from the standpoint of relaxation and rest for innovation, you need to find that think time. You need to set aside a preset time every day, every week, whatever it is, so that you can sit back and just simply think. Moving on to segment two, social and market trends. I've sat down as part of my think time and come up with what I think is just a set of social and market trends that I'm observing that you might find useful. So you may find this useful for you, you may not, but for me, these are just some of the social and market trends that I'm tracking. Well, one of the obvious ones is the economy. Today, particularly here in the U.S., it's fairly stable. It's a slow growth. It's what everybody wants. Everybody wants kind of a nice growth to the economy. Other parts of the world, it varies. But with monetary policy around the world and interest rates being fairly stable in most parts of the world, it's this nice, stable growth, predictable growth is being the trend. So I don't think we're going to see much wide swings in the near term. And so therefore that makes planning and predicting the future much, much easier. The second trend is around globalization. The reality is the world is flat. Outsourcing, insourcing, connectivity, collaboration has forever changed the world. We see it in the form of competition. We see it in the form of pricing. We see it in the form of programs, cross-border programs, trade programs, etc. So the reality is any activities that you have going on, globalization clearly has to play a role. The rise of importance of South Korea. It used to be that Japan was the trendsetter for Asia and the U.S. and helped actually translate U.S. trends into that region. What we've seen over the last few years is the emergence of South Korea as really being the trendsetter and other parts of the world taking the trends from Korea. So if you're not up to speed on what's going on in South Korea, you need to get engaged there and take a close look. Fourth is connectivity. Connectivity is a key to competitiveness. With tools like peer-to-peer, social networking, collaboration, life caching, blogging, all of this is going to continue to grow as the fundamental tool for most everything going forward. You can look at a map and look at connectivity penetration within that geography and use that as a very accurate predictor for the social growth and the economic growth of that country. Niche markets. With a flat world, niche markets become big. Whereas a niche market may be a subset of the population of a single country, when you start looking at globalization and the fact that the world is flat, what was traditionally viewed as being very small niche markets all of a sudden become very big. So niche markets and the emergence of identifying those niche markets that are cross-boundary, cross-continent, are going to be big, huge growth areas. Next is lifestyles. You know, with lifestyles, it's really around complexity, and complexity is everything. With family schedules, life stages, sources of income, retirement planning, kids in college, and in my case, kids in college and upcoming weddings, You know, that whole issue of complexity and the desire to reduce that complexity and reduce that stress in your family life becomes increasingly important. Next is demographics. The new target age is 35, around what you design for and what you plan for and what you create. Why 35? Let's face it, the youth are maturing faster. We've got teenagers that are growing up at an increasingly faster rate. They're seeing things at young ages that, you know, I would have never thought of seeing, you know, when I was that age. Just at the same time, the boomers, such as myself, are wanting to act younger. So the new target age for demographics, when starting to think about designing or creating new offerings, the new target age is 35. Youth. Well, the youth will soon be the largest demographics segment of the market on a worldwide basis, heavily weighted towards Latinos. And if you don't know this segment, you need to get out in the field and engage with them. You need to learn what their wants, desires, ambitions are. So again, it's really the youth market, but specifically heavily weighted towards Latinos. And last is religion. It seems that all of us boomers are wanting to get our lives in order before meeting our maker. Maybe people want God's help in this crazy world, but we're seeing an explosion in interest in conversions in religions and attendance in churches and synagogues, etc. It's turning out to be a key trend that a number of market studies are starting to track. So again, I'm going to run through this list one more time. First is economy, globalization, South Korea, connectivity, niche markets, lifestyles, demographics, youth, and religion. Moving on to segment number three, the killer question of the week. This week's killer question is tied to segment two, talking about the trends. And what can you do when looking at the planning or generating your own ideas or your own creativity about potential products and services? So this week's killer question is, what opportunities exist within the current social and market trends? What opportunities exist within the current social and market trends? So looking at each of the market trends that we talked about in segment two, what opportunities exist for new products and new services that address the trend? Now, at the same time, you can take this question and flip it 180 degrees, which could help you come up with potentially new ideas that are kind of counter to a trend, which could open up new possibilities and new opportunities. So if I did a 180-degree flip on the same killer question, the question would become, what opportunities exist if a specific social or market trend were the exact opposite of what it is today? What opportunities exist if a specific social or market trend were the exact opposite of what it is today? So for instance, connectivity. We talked about the role of connectivity and the tools, etc. But there still is a whole social segment that is not connected, that is not using a PC, that doesn't understand what the internet is. So what kind of services could you create for the anti-connectivity users of the marketplace? What about the niche markets? Albeit we see the niche markets as being a key area from the standpoint of new offerings, what if it was the anti-niche market, something that universal could be applied to everybody in the world? What's that one product or service that literally could be used by everyone in the planet? And that's pretty hard to think about from the standpoint of all of the socioeconomic, etc. Water is one, air is another, but what is the one thing that you could go create that is kind of an anti-niche market that literally could be used by everybody in the world? So again, this week's killer question is what opportunities exist within the current social and market trends? And then by flipping that 180 degrees to think about it from an opposite direction, what opportunities exist if a specific social or market trend were the exact opposite of what it is today? And with that, we're going to wrap it up. Next week's show is the Big 5-0, so stay tuned. Next week's show is going to be 100% listener content. I'm going to be working on it while I'm on the road, stitching together all the comments. I'm leaving for Boston and then off to Miami. And I will be actually be in Washington, D.C. next weekend. I'll be home in D.C., which will be the first time in almost a month. My son actually has a fencing competition that I'll be back in D.C. for. Keep the feedbacks and the comments coming. That's what feeds my motivation to continue to do the podcast, just knowing that you're out there and listening and that you're getting some benefit from the content that gets prepared for the podcast. Don't forget to vote. Voting restarts at the first of the month at podcastalley.com. Easiest way for you to vote is just to go to killerinnovations.com. In the upper right-hand corner, just type in your email address, click the vote button. Then what happens is Podcast Alley will send you an email. You have to click on that URL. Once you clicked on that URL, your vote is counted. And again, voting is the easiest way to tell the producers of your favorite podcast that you truly do appreciate the time and effort they put into it. Get subscribed, tell others about the podcast, post links to the Killer Innovation site on your own website and your own blog to let others know about the podcast. And for this week, schedule your think and relaxation time into your calendar. So stop what you're doing, go to your calendar, schedule in your think time and your relaxation time, because that will have the biggest impact on making you more productive this week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hold on 1 second before you go. I know that you did not schedule any rest and relaxation time into your schedule, unless you had your schedule sitting in front of you right now. So, sit back, and I'm going to play some Creative Commons music. So for the next 5 minutes, I want you to use this as your think time. Thank you.
Thank you.